Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hey guys, we're talking Married at First Sight, episode 13, Forsaking All Others. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
It's all or nothing.
It was way better when we rehearsed it, I promise.
That's the only part I know. Yeah.
There's no holding back.
It's all or nothing. That's the best part. Hello, everybody.
Yes, welcome to our Married at First Sight after show. We're so happy to have you. Make sure to join us on our live chat and comment below because we love to hear what you think. I'm one of your hosts, Jamie Banks, and you can find me on Twitter at @JamieBanks_ and with me.
Hi, guys. It's Heather Yared. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Heather Yared.
And I'm Allie Nasta. You can find me on Twitter at Allie Nasta and on Instagram at Allie Girl.
So, you guys, we were kind of talking about this before the show, but what is the nickname for Tom and Lillian?
Yes, we have Sonic.
Yeah.
And then...
I was saying Tomlian.
Or Lom.
Tomlom?
Or Lilom.
What about Tillian?
I don't like Tillian because that takes all of Lillian's name and only one initial of Tom's name.
What about Brangelina? Brangelina was all Angelina's.
Nuh-uh, because it's B-R.
Oh.
And... Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, because it's B-R-A.
We could do Tullian.
Lillian sounds...
Tullian?
It would be Tullian. Tullian. Because you have to use at least two letters.
Tullian.
Tullian it is.
We're talking Tullian and Sonic.
Okay, so speaking of Tullian, Lillian starts out the episode. She's saying how much she loves Tom, but she's scared about how they have such different lifestyles. Do you guys see this as a problem?
Well, it could be a problem if there's no boundaries. And clearly we see that Tom has great boundaries with this. He doesn't answer phone calls after 6 p.m., he says. And she's like, hey, I'm working. But here's where I validate what she's saying. Yes, I do think it could be a problem. I've seen it in my own personal life. But she said something very important. It's all I know. She said, it's all I know. It's what I'm used to. And sister, I can understand that part.
I understand because obviously I take work very seriously, so anything that I'm doing, I need to remind myself to turn it off, especially when I'm with my friends and everything. But I think it also comes with this generation is that our employers, they don't necessarily expect that, but I feel like with our generation and having phones, it's like, well, you have your phone there. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I know it as a personal thing, I can't help but not have my phone and be checking my email every 5 seconds.
Well, that's Steve Jobs' fault. Steve Jobs said, rest in peace, not so much. Thank you for ruining relationships. Yeah.
No,
life.
But I feel like I understand where Lillian's coming from, but I also understand how Tom wants her to just cut that off. But she is in real estate, which is a totally different career.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see both perspectives. And she could think that maybe she'll miss out on, like, a huge sale if she doesn't check her phone right away or something like that. So
Yeah. I was surprised, though, that Tom said such very strong words. Like, I feel disrespected and I feel hurt. He literally said that. The way that she's on her phone makes me feel disrespected and hurt. Have you guys had a guy make you feel that way? Like, did you feel disrespected or hurt ever by a dude with his phone?
No. One of my friends, actually, hopefully they're not watching because it's kind of awkward, but they're always on their phone texting, and it is kind of annoying, but I don't take it personally. I don't think it's because they don't like me, but they're just always on their phone.
Yeah.
I think I can understand that in this sense because they're still in the beginning stages of the relationship. So I feel like if I'm spending time with somebody and I was on a date and they were on their phone the whole time, unless we're mutually talking about something like, hey, this is what happened. Isn't this mm-hmm. funny? Here you go, look at it. If they were just totally disengaged with what I'm saying, I can understand why that can be disrespectful.
But I think it's different if you're on a date versus you're living together for 24 hours. Yeah. Obviously, you're going to check your phone.
Yeah, I think Dr. Pepper gave a very good piece of advice, which is when we send you on this, you know, second honeymoon, leave the phone in the car or leave the phone wherever you're mm-hmm. at, which is a good option. We have to disengage sometimes. And like you said, it's going to be something that's always attached at our hip. Mm-hmm. From what I saw this season, I think Lily had a very good balance of not. But it is good to have somebody be money driven and someone not. That's why they are the perfect balance. Mm-hmm. Because if one of them... Well, I'll save that because it's the end. If one of them isn't, then they're not going to be very, very far. They're not going to be able to get that bus started, I'll tell you that. You know?
Yeah, I feel like they keep saying it's such a bad thing that they're so different. I think it's good. I think it shows where they're matched. They're very complimentary, and it's good because you don't want to be the same as your partner, do you?
I mean...
Dear Colgate, I love that you love that I love being at home. You even let me whiten my teeth from home. Because you know how I feel about getting up from my cloud couch. The Colgate Optic White LED Kit gives professional level results in just 10 minutes a day for 10 days when used as directed. And that's why, Colgate, I want you to meet my parents. Because ever since meeting you, I've been living life to the brightest. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
No, I don't mind being the same, but I don't want to be per se because we would just knock heads the whole time. For me, it's perfect. What I was curious, though, is remember in the beginning, the experts said they're both very driven. Mm-hmm. I personally don't take Tom as a driven man. What do you guys think?
I think he is because I can see the way he treats Lillian and how he's very passionate about making them work as a relationship. And we see that with him dropping the bus in order to move into this different lifestyle. And he's so minimalist. But at the same time, I feel like maybe we haven't seen that side of him per se to the cameras. But he says, you know, I leave my work there at 6:00. So... we're just seeing the outside of work.
But driven, but that's interesting. That must mean that you have a very unique definition of driven. Because driven to me means something totally opposite. I'm driven to achieve a goal. Goal in my world is normally outside of relationships. I see. I guess you're saying he's driven in his integrity with the relationship? Is
that what you mean? I mean, we haven't had a chance to really see either of them at work. So it's kind of hard to say whether either of them are driven because...
Well, we know Lily is.
Yeah, well, we know she is because we see her being so...
typecasted.
Yeah, and she's on her phone.
Typecasted.
But for Tom, there hasn't really been... And maybe his job isn't something where he really can take... Like, we can't see it physically, so we don't understand... you know, what that really looks like to him.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like we don't see him at work, so maybe he's super driven and focused at work. Mm-hmm. I think he just doesn't take his work home, which is a really great thing because he just gets that mental break versus her, she's checking her email all day. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what career goals he has, but I think he really prioritizes a happy life as well.
For sure. And he has one of those gigs being that yacht specialist type of individual that he can pick and choose. If he wants to go get a client, he can go to the dock, he can go wherever and get a client. But if he wants to be off, he can also be off. Which personally, I miss that. Like when I had just my own coaching business and I wasn't also coaching software engineers in an immersive program, it was the greatest feeling to be able to partake in anything with anybody on my own terms. Mm-hmm. It leads to a very non-stressful, you know, life, which is amazing. Totally. So he's very fortunate to do it. And I think it's going to be a great balance. So although it could bring issues, I do believe it's going to do more good than harm.
Definitely.
Just one more thought on that. I really think that that could be good for Lillian to see, you know, maybe I can separate it. Because like she said, she was by herself before. She didn't need anybody to take her away from it. And I know that being someone that, like, I love to work. I love everything about it. Sometimes you do need that balance to be like, hey, have fun. Just, like, let it go for a couple hours. And then when you let it go, it's so easy. But it's the fact that when you constantly think about it, it's hard to just, like, forget about it.
Yeah, definitely. I think organically, she's going to pull back from work. I mean, just like all of us, or at least me, if I've, when I'm working hard and then I meet a guy that I really like if it has turned into something serious, I always end up pulling back from work. You just realize that there's more to life than work. Mm-hmm. Like, experiencing somebody is super fun.
Definitely. So we see the bus again in this episode. I felt like that's a non-issue, but now in this episode, it's kind of an issue again. What do you guys think?
Well, it depends on which issue you're talking about. The issue if there was no air conditioning, the issue that it was still there.
You know, I just kind of noticed something that I felt all these comments that Lillian was making, obviously it could have been editing, just like putting them back to back.
Yeah.
But I feel like there were some things that she was hiding from us. Mm-hmm. You know, we only saw the first reaction to the bus, but she said she slept on it 3 times by now. But just seeing that, I was like, is there something are they hiding how they really feel for the show? That I kind of had that initial reaction from this bus feeling, and I've never felt that way about Tom and Lillian.
So but what do you mean? I am confused.
Yeah, so do you think that she hates the bus more than she's actually letting
yes,
on?
Yes, that's my initial feeling. Obviously, as the episode went on, we kind of learned that she's learning to deal with it. It's taking some time. But my initial reaction was, are you okay with this?
It's interesting because when they do in their little interviews, it's after the fact, right? So it was probably after the vacation, or at least a day after. So probably a few days after, she's not as upset about it, and she probably doesn't want to look rude in front of Tom, so she's kind of toning it down, but she's not like, oh my god, it was so gross.
Do you think that she was being like a press pot, a prima donna, like he kind of said, like she was being too complainy and whiny?
No, I think she was just asking what she wanted. Like, mm-hmm. I was thinking about me being in that situation, and if someone were to be like, okay, like, she needed to kind of get a little bit more of how long it was going to get on the bus, because I know when I, like, am ready to go on vacation, and I'm thinking I'm just going to get in the car and go, I kind of get antsy, too, like, are we going to go yet?
Yeah.
Like, I get a little antsy, so I think that's where what we were seeing, is that Lillian was ready to go, and then he was like, oh, gotta do this, gotta do this, gotta do this, and it was like another hour probably before they left.
Mm-hmm. It kind of reminded me of people liking camping or not liking camping. I like camping, but some people don't, so I feel like it's just kind of if it's your element or not, and I think she was a little out of her element.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think she was being naggy or complaining at all, like you said. I think she was right on. No AC in Florida when it's like 89 degrees, shoot me in the face, okay? First of all, and then having the AC come on with like, oh, it's, first of all, that was really funny when Tom's like, oh, it's snowing. I was like, I love him. But when she covered her face, I also would have been like, ew. I personally would have walked off the bus at that point and been like, really? Yeah, we're not doing the bus trip anymore.
Wait, when what happened?
When he turned on the air conditioning and it, like, all puffed up. First of all, I'm allergic to dust. I'll freak out. But dust went everywhere. I was like, no, that ain't it.
I love the fact that she offered to help him with the bus. That was so sweet because I think it shows how much she cares and that she appreciates this about him.
Oh, totally. And the fact that they said, we are going to send you on a second honeymoon, mm-hmm. and she said yes to going on the bus. We see Lillian again just playing wifey to the fullest extent, mm-hmm. very fully. Yeah, let's go on the bus. That was amazing. I love how much she's giving to this.
Yeah, and like I said in the beginning, though, I still will say it felt like a little bit, are you really okay with this? But I think that's why she agreed to it, was to be like, okay, I really need to get over my, like, not fear of the bus, but kind of, you know, hesitation towards it. So I think this is her way of opening up more and trying to really coach herself through it.
Yeah. Or maybe it's just her way of being like, okay, secretly, I know he wants to go back to the bus, so I'll give him a little bit.
Yeah.
And then so that'll be like, I tried with the bus. No, just kidding.
I think the bus is, the bus as a vacation vehicle is like the perfect compromise.
Yeah.
Because they don't have to live in it, but he still gets to be in it, and they get to do their little weekend getaway.
He's so happy. He was happy. Speaking of giving and not giving, who was not giving this episode?
She finally said
something that it was honest. No, just kidding. You're always honest.
Hey, I am always,
you're always
honest.
But you care a lot about people and hurting them. And so I just wanted you to make sure to say your opinion so I can call you out on that. So what do you think about Sonia?
No, Sonia, I think that I see your hesitations this episode. You know, we saw you holding back a lot. And I think it was a little bit hard for me to see because we've seen her give so much. But she's totally closed off right now. And totally understandable. But at the same time, this is what we signed up for. And mm-hmm. I really wish that we could see a little bit more, only because we only have a week left, and I understand the hesitations. I would be hurt too. I would totally be closed off, and it's hard to see that when you're hurt. It's really hard to let those emotions come through. So I think that's what we're seeing, is we're seeing her try, but it's not working. And I just wish that we could see her move back in just to make it work for this last week, so we could get a little bit more emotion out of both of them.
Yeah. So the first thing I noticed was, like, when, which I loved this part, but when she called him on the phone, or whoever called him on the phone, she was like, "What up, Nicholas?"
Yeah.
Like, first of all, I loved that. But it immediately brought me back, excuse me, to me when I'm uncomfortable, especially if I mean, again, I'm 9 months strong of celibacy, but like when I am in a relationship, if someone hurts me after we have sex, I go right into the dude zone. Like what up, bruh? You know, and, like, very casual and very friend-zony. Yeah, dude, bruh, like, all of
Apparently,
those things.
That word is something you don't use for your boyfriend.
I know, they get really mad.
I found this out.
Yeah. How did you find that out?
I said dude, and then he's like, "You don't say that to your boyfriend."
He took it personal. They do. They take it personal. They're like, "Okay, dude."
Wow,
yeah, they do. Yeah, they don't like that.
All right, note to self, never say dude.
Don't call them dude. They don't like that very much. But I saw her go friend zone, and I immediately was like, okay, boom, she's closed off. Yeah. That's her safe space. That's where she can feel comfortable, is when she's the friend. I'm tired of seeing them say, we're friends.
Yeah, I know.
Granted, you don't go on a guy or a girl does not go on the show to get laid. If you do have sex, that's awesome. Like Tom and Lillian, they immediately clicked. But I know both of them, no one needed to go on the show to have sex. That's not what you would do. So the friend thing, I'm over it. I'm over the friend thing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think something that I was thinking as they were talking, Nick needed he really was giving as much as I feel Nick could possibly give in a certain situation, and I feel like he needed a little bit of a little bit of a slap in the face or a nudge to be like, oh wow, I could actually lose this girl. And as soon as he realized that she is being a little bit more resistant than he thought, he's like, oh crap, I really need to figure this thing out.
Yeah. But do you think he's figuring it out?
I don't think he's necessarily figuring it out, but I feel like he's communicating in the most that he understands how. I think that he's given a little bit more than we've seen in the other episodes. I'm not saying he's 100% giving as much as he possibly could, but he's definitely doing more in this episode than I think we've seen in the progression so far.
Yeah, I agree with you, but I think she feels so hurt, but I think she also just wants to protect herself from heartbreak. So maybe she's getting scared because she actually does like him and would rather kind of end it on her own terms than be heartbroken.
Oh, yeah, she definitely likes him. I mean, we saw it last week with her biting the lip, touching her shoulder, the stress point. I mean, she said it multiple times this time around. She wants it to work, in my opinion. I think they do both want it to work. But again, it's just not, it's not.
Week five. I wish they had, like, maybe 6 more weeks. They should just be like, we need to give him more time, because I think with more time they would work.
I don't know. Well, wasn't it shocking? She says, like, God, but if I had to do one more week of this, or maybe that was in the first look, but she said one more week of this would be devastating. Like, those are pretty strong words. If
it's,
I
like,
have to put up with this,
you would want to live the rest of your life with your partner.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, this is something that I'm questioning. This I actually have a question. If you guys know, please feel free to live chat and we can talk about this. Can they not, like, get divorced after the show?
They can. But I think the point is, like, with the experiment, excuse me, I'm slurring. With the experiment, it's like, just try it for 6 weeks and see if it works. Mm-hmm. And if not, hopefully you'll stay together, which you can get divorced in the future. But hopefully if you make it past that, you'll at least kind of make it. Like, couples in the past have stayed together and then they broke up.
Okay. Because I guess that's my whole thing, is like, I feel like it's been so cut off and cut and dry. Like, these are the amount of weeks, and this is how much we're staying for. And my thought is, I feel like if maybe they were thinking of it as more of a long-term process rather than just this is the cutoff date and we got it figured out today.
Totally.
Maybe there would be less pressure. I don't know. But
yeah.
In my mind, I'm like, figure it out. You don't have just 6 weeks to work on it. You have a whole lifetime. You're already committed to that person. Why are you not just figuring it out and going through these trials and tribulations and just kind of putting it all on the table?
I think that there would be less pressure, but then it would be harder for people to sign up, because this way they sign up for the show and they say, well, we'll see if it works in 6 weeks, and it's kind of just part of the experiment.
Girls, there would be no less pressure. We have two people that just are fearful of communicating. Nick is very used to, clearly, women that, we've heard this, women that aren't like her, so women that aren't that don't have depth, that he sleeps with quickly and then he's done. She obviously has been in her own her own serious relationships in her own time, and regardless, it's just two people that have the exact same block communication. So nope, it wouldn't be more time. This is typical. Nick said it best by the end of the episode. We've done 1 year of work in 6 weeks. We've done okay. And they both kept going super serious. And what did Pastor Cal say about Tom and Lillian when they kept going serious? They wanted to work so bad that they keep worrying about the future. That's what we're seeing with these two. They're just not verbalizing it.
Yeah.
I just... Mic drop on that. I don't know. I just think that I...
Alrighty.
Well,
it's all or nothing.
I think that we have... Really, though, it's all or it's nothing. But I just think that also we have Heather really liked that one. I just,
your lipstick is making me think of Sonia in her Freakum dress.
Oh yes,
okay, working girl.
She's like, boom, let me show you, Nick.
Yeah,
I got my Freakum dress on.
I loved it. I just loved his reaction. He was like, wow, you're beautiful, because that's the reaction she's been wanting to get this whole time. And I think she really wants to know that she is beautiful, because she knows it, but she wants him to say it too.
Oh my gosh, yes. And when we saw her shoes before the season even started, like, you knew that right there is her. That was amazing. Her real boobies are beautiful. And I love
them.
Maybe
she feels like she doesn't have to show off all the time.
Well, we know that, because she's hot. But she showed off tonight, and it was amazing. He said, I was blown away. Mm-hmm. I loved her in the mirror, though, putting on that red lipstick. Allie, your red lipstick. I'm like, oh, Freakum.
Get
your Freakum dress on.
So it seemed like they had a great dinner date together. And they ended up sleeping in the same bed, but nothing really happened.
How cute was it that Nick was, like, leaned in? I noticed that. I've never seen when they wake up together, which Sonya's always laughing when they wake up. I don't know if you know. Of course you guys
know. The camera in the face.
Yeah, they're like, hey!
Yeah, but Nick was, like, leaning towards her this time.
You know,
like,
and she kind of jumped out.
Yeah.
Like, she was kind of, you could tell she felt uncomfortable. But this is kind of just talking about them in general. I think that they have a certain type of chemistry that I don't even think they realize when they're together. Like, they just have a natural cutesy flirtation, like a wittiness. It's so great to watch. And this is the Sonic that we were in love with in the first couple weeks, and it drifted, and I feel like we're coming back to that.
Totally.
And we saw that when they were riding the bikes. Mm-hmm. And I just think that this was something that they need, they both are kind of blind to, and they're not accepting what's right in front of them.
Definitely. Yeah. She'll say something funny, and then he'll say something funny, and it's kind of like they just get each other.
They finish each other's
other
sentences.
People might not think it was funny or whatever. Mm-hmm. They get each other.
Yeah, they do. I'm surprised that she let him be in the front on the bike ride.
That was cute. They were totally in sync, and it was a beautiful moment. And I love that later he mentioned, he said, I wish we could just be on double bikes forever. That was the Noah from Notebook moment. That was so cute.
I got teary-eyed.
Yeah, you did get teary-eyed. I was like, are you okay? Need some tissue?
Yeah, I'm like, no, I'm not. Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah, no, and that's what I mean by, I feel Nick really was opening up just a little bit more in telling her how she really felt. How many times have we been like, just tell her she's beautiful already.
Yes, and he did.
And he did it.
Yeah.
He really, I feel like, spoke his mind a little bit more tonight than we've seen him do. So.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, but can we talk about when they were sitting at the table and they flashed to a moment that I believe was a cut from the night they got in a fight.
Yeah, believe.
That
you know
silly.
It was. You know it was. Why, you know, what is it called, Jamie? Editors? Who does that? What are their names?
Editors.
Producers? Yeah. Okay, sorry. I can't remember. Editors, producers, whatever's. Like, you're using the cut from the most famous, like, episode and moment in maybe Married at First Sight history to, like, go back to? Come on.
Yeah, I mean, you could also just tell because he was so angry in that clip that he wasn't that angry at dinner. I think, if anything, he was annoyed at that moment. He wasn't, like, frustrated and furious and, like, spitting mad.
Yeah, and that was just
And he was
so
wearing
weird.
A different shirt.
Yeah, that was weird.
It had, like, a print on it, and then they flash back to the same... It was a baby blue shirt, but it didn't have a print on it.
Yeah. Regardless, it was just weird.
Yeah.
I was like, that almost, like, threw me off of the whole episode. Like, I was going in the flow, and then I was like, wait, why did we just go back to him being a drunken mess?
Yeah.
Why put Nick through that after all he's doing to communicate?
Right?
So, actually, Nick did speak his mind and kind of said, so what do you think? What's your thought process? Mm-hmm. And Sonia, he asked her, so would you go through this again? And Sonia said, I don't know. Was that telling?
Mm. When I heard her say, I don't know, I feel like I kind of went, like, that to me almost gives me my answer. Mm-hmm. Because if she's saying, I don't know, that means she's questioning the entire process. That means mm-hmm. she's questioning him. And I don't think she meant it to come out that way or come across that way. But that was her initial reaction to it was, I don't know if I'll do this. I would do this again. Because it's been very, they both talked about how stressful it was. And, you know, my thing is, though, they were talking about how the situations are different, and, like, Nick brought up the whole, oh, we got to go, like, to all these fun adventures, and we got to all these things, but he wasn't talking about her.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean? I don't get it.
I see what you're saying, because we were talking about if they would do it again, and he's like, yeah, because of the activities, but she's like, well, we're talking about us here, not the activities.
And he just started talking about the activities, and I was kind of thrown off.
Go horseback riding another time.
Yeah. But how do you know that wasn't, again, like, an intuitive move on him? Like, he's like, oh, why, we did this. If he would have started talking about her and him,
you think maybe that would have been uncomfortable?
Yeah, something like that. But regardless, in the moment, the fact that he challenged her, I think that was ballsy enough for him. Like, I think he probably was like, I can't believe I just said yes, and she said
okay,
no.
True. It just, I see where you're coming from, Allie. I see what you mean.
Well, yeah, because at first, when
I...
don't
see what you mean at all, girl.
Sorry. No, I just thought that I was confused when she said, I don't know. And I understand, yes, he said, well, I would for sure. Mm-hmm. But I just thought it was strange where he was like, no, this is like... He should have been like, no, it was great because I was with you going through it. But mm-hmm. he decided to relate it to situations like, yeah, we got to go, like, ride SUVs or art, like, all that stuff.
You know why I think he did that? At the end of their dinner, he also says something about, when you said he said the bike thing, mm-hmm. then he also made reference to, like, we should do more of this, keep it light, have fun. Remember, one of their biggest issues was that they kept talking about such serious stuff.
True.
Open up. So referencing that was a, you know, maybe a passive-aggressive innuendo of just, like, if we kept it like this...
This is how I would want it.
Yeah.
Just being, like, actually, this is how I feel.
Yeah. It's like, if we kept it like this, we would be going at a very good pace.
So if you guys were in this experiment and you really liked the other person and you wanted to stay married to them, would you tell them or would you be so scared because you don't want to be rejected?
Well, Jamie, first off, I appreciate you not giving away that I'm going to be in season 7. So
secret.
High five on that. I absolutely would tell them.
Yeah.
I mean, I have ruined enough. Well, Heather, that was pretty ballsy of you to take it on yourself because you've never ruined a relationship. I would absolutely use direct communication. After going through coaching couples and seeing how detrimental it is when you don't communicate, mm-hmm. and my own personal experience of not communicating and being like, oh, when I promised myself I would never have another what if, I've stuck to that since 2011. I would say, I want to stay married to you. Mm-hmm. They probably would edit it out because that would give away the season
finale. Very true.
But I would be very direct and say, I want to stay here. I want to do this. And all my language would be we.
Yeah, I think being in that situation, obviously, it's so much easier to be right up here and say exactly how we feel because we aren't in that situation. But I would hope that if I was in that situation and sitting there at dinner and talking to someone about my thought process on all of this, I would hope I'd be really honest with that person that I care about and be like, I took this seriously and I wanted you. I didn't know who you were, but I wanted you as a person. I wanted this to work. I didn't go into this thinking there'd be any negative situations. Any negative could be turned into a positive. You have to work through those things. So, obviously, it's so much easier said than done. I could be sitting here right here and preaching, you know, but at the same time, you never know when you're in that situation how you're going to feel, how your emotions are, how, you know, you're going to... It feels so large right there because they are feeling so much, and it's hard to sometimes chisel away those emotions.
True.
I mean, it was so natural for Tom and Lillian, especially, like, so when we see them snorkeling. So talking about, like, doing activities and from the bike to the snorkeling, Tom and Lillian from the gate, I feel like, have been like this. So when she even said when they were fishing, when they were swimming in there, and she's like, I didn't expect him to stay next to me or stay with me.
Yeah.
That was a big thing. That's that comfort. So when you're referencing Sonic being very much like, oh, I'm not sure, or a rejection, I feel like, how can you be rejected? You're married already. And I feel like Tom and Lillian are exemplifying what that looks like, all the way down from making her feel safe when they were snorkeling to the bus, to being open to the bus.
I love that she stepped out of her comfort zone and she just went with it, and he was so supportive of her. And I also loved at the end, she said, who knows, maybe in a year we'll just be traveling the world together and being together. That was so huge, because that's saying she would basically change her lifestyle for him.
Yeah, and that just is her opening up in a larger way than any, which I don't know if Tom even really realized what she was saying, because the way that he was looking at her, I feel like he was just taking it in, but it was just such an overwhelming day that I don't think he really realized what she meant by that.
Right.
You know? Oh, I think it resonated. Yeah. I think it resonated in knowing how stubborn she is. He didn't want to be like, I knew you'd like to travel or something like that.
Yeah.
But he was just kind of like smirking, which is what Tom is very good at. The one thing that I've noticed, smirking for sure. The one thing I've noticed that he's good at is not, his ego is not present in a wonderful way. Mm-hmm. Knowing with Lily, and we'll talk about that at the dinner in a minute, I'm sure you'll get to that, but knowing that she is the way she is, which is awesome, you know, she's strong-minded, which is amazing, he holds back certain things that he knows might be a button with her. So even with that, him not getting super excited when she mentioned it, that's his way of receiving and being patient and showing up like that. I am astounded at 28 years old that man is like that. I personally have, it's rare to see someone who's so receptive and can hold his tongue when he knows something is going to be like that. So she said it and he was like, made that smirk, but you know, I think he knew.
Yes.
I definitely think
so.
He knew.
Let's talk about the dinner. They get into a little argument about the shoulder. What did you guys make of that whole conversation?
I like alternative medicine. To me, I'm all into it. I'm a Reiki master. So to me, I'm like, okay, great. Alternative medicine is always another way to go, because I'm not going to spend $10,000 on my shoulder. Not that I've ever had shoulder surgery, but at least listening and being receptive, that should have occurred.
I can see that. I understand. But I feel like maybe it was kind of hard for her to really listen, because she's been dealing with this for a while. So it's something that she kind of feels very passionate about. And she's already dealt with so many situations. We saw her get so emotional about it. So I don't think she meant to not be receptive in this situation. I think she just was kind of being like, no, this is what I'm doing. Because like she said, she's been to so many different people. I think it's been such a stressful thing on her. Why would she even want to think there's another thing she has to go to in order to solve this issue? She just wants it to be fixed.
I see it differently. She said she's been to medical school in Nicaragua. I saw this more as an ego play. Mm. I've been to medical school. I know what's going on with my shoulder. I get what you're saying, but there in that moment, she said that 2-3 times. I've been to medical school. Mm. I was like, okay, we get it. He's offering a different opinion, a different approach. He's trying to engage in asking about your shoulder. How many doctors have you been to? Again, a great play by a husband.
Yeah, I mean, I think she was also annoyed that he didn't seem to drop the subject, or that's how it was edited to seem. Mm-hmm. So I think she was also kind of like, well, I've already said my opinion, so stop rubbing it in my face, sort of thing.
I agree with that. I definitely think that she's, again, a woman who knows what she wants, and that's why I love her to death. And him not, and pushing the envelope, probably rubbed her the wrong way. But I would want to know that there's commitment, or not commitment, communication, that things can be open for conversation and not get, you know, stonewalled.
Now, do you feel like Tom gets enough attention from her?
Oh my God, how funny was that?
On the
Lillian,
bus.
Was it waiting for me?
Hello.
Yeah, Lily, are you sleeping back there? Lily. I was like, wow.
She's asleep.
What? First of all, road trip code, you do not wake up the passenger when they are sleeping. It's just not fair. It's not fair. But that was so cute. His mother was so right.
Yeah.
Attention all day. attention cute. All day. It was super cute.
I thought it was adorable. And, you know, he's probably just, who knows, we didn't see how long it took them to get there. So he probably had been, like, driving for 3 hours and is like, hello, I need some company.
Yeah, I think I wish, like, whenever I have a relationship, I definitely want my man to be wanting to talk to me all that much. I want him to always be like, Heather. I'll be like, yes.
I want to be on a road trip and my man be singing with me. We'd be like, we'd be singing songs like, woo!
It's all or nothing.
Exactly. Like pumping up the jams, got some oldies on.
That's funny. Oh, so at the end of this episode, I was sort of thinking Sonia might move back in. What did you think?
I kind of thought when she came back and was talking about how she put the ring back on, I thought that we were going to see her be like, I've actually thought about it and I'm coming back. So I was a little shocked that that didn't happen.
I did not think she was moving back in.
Yeah.
Something about her aura and everything and the way she spoke and the way she looked at dinner when they were there. And she was just like, I don't know yet. Him giving her space. Side note, I thought it was very interesting that she liked that he was being patient. Cool to hear that from her because I was team Sonia of, hey, Nick, say something. Yeah. No, she likes her space, which is amazing.
Yeah.
Was not surprised that she did not move back in. I believe, well, I'll hold it. I'll probably have the same prediction I had last episode, but I'll hold that back.
Do you feel like she's missing out on any of the experience to actually test out the relationship by not living in the house?
Totally.
I think so. I think that that's something that we signed up, like they signed up for on the show, and that we're seeing them not really go through with it. And I understand why, though, because she's so hurt. And those are, like, those words can really, really mess with your emotions.
Yeah.
Like, something about your appearance is not something you never want to hear, not from someone that you're supposed to be married to. So I understand exactly why she's not doing it, but I feel like it stinks and it's terrible and it hurts, but I feel like that's something maybe she should have had a friend be like, I know this is terrible, but put it aside for now. You know, act like almost not pretend like it didn't happen, but in a way, like just try to figure out how to do the situation to the best. But it's so hard at the same time because none of us have ever been there.
No.
Nobody's ever gotten married at first sight. So it's so hard to tell, like to put an opinion on something that I could never imagine what she's going through.
She reminded me of Heather in that moment, and I didn't like that very much. Oh, I need to think about in a place that's like quiet. Well, you signed up, like you just said, you signed up for married at first sight. Somewhere quiet, go in the other room.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't like that. In that moment, for the very first time, I was very much rubbed the wrong way.
Well, something, too, is that Nick did say, like, I'll sleep on the couch. Like, so that's something maybe they could have worked out.
Yeah,
it's like,
that's weird. I wrote WTF when I said that. The first thing that comes out of his mouth is like, we can sleep in separate beds. Like, no, that's probably the reason, dude, that she's upset. Because you don't want to be, like, humping her brains
out. But I think that's, like, he was just trying to do anything he could to get her back into the house. So that was his idea. Like, oh, well, I'll give you your space still, we can sleep in different beds. It'll just make it a little bit so we're closer. Mm-hmm. And he did say how he missed her and he wished that she was there.
Yes. But I just thought that was the weirdest thing to come up with. Like, let's sleep in different beds. Like, no. Like,
I feel like one of the reasons she's so upset is because I don't think he understands fully why she is upset. Or at least that's the interview that they keep showing is like, oh, I don't understand. But maybe that was in the past. But I think that's kind of it. She wants him to understand.
Yeah, for sure. And we see in First Look, right, that at the end, we all watched that, at the end where they give us the next 15 minutes of it. What was cool to see is even though we see what we saw this episode, them kind of not on the same page, it was nice to see them finish each other's words and have the same kind of next steps that they want in doing that when they were doing the vision boards. So that was cool. That was cool to kind of check out, and it gives me high hopes at least.
Yeah.
So is there anything we missed before we get into some predictions?
Oh, well, we could go on for hours, girls, because this is our favorite show ever, but I guess we can go ahead and get to predictions.
Okay, let's get into some predictions.
And now, you're after Buzz.
This is the final one. This is so sad.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, so we have to go all in.
Tell us everything.
Well, I believe that both couples are going to be married. I think that both of them are going to stay married. I don't think Sonia is going to move in before getting married again. I think she's going to wait to move in until after they're married. But I see both couples saying yes, they're staying married.
Mm, great. Well, mine are that I think that Lillian and Tom are going to stay married. I really want Nick and Sonia to work it out, but that I don't know about doing this again kind of leads me to thinking that maybe they won't end up together.
So you're seeing Sonic in divorce.
I really hope not, guys.
No, but are you seeing Sonic in divorce?
I think so.
Oh, no.
This is terrible because I am in love with Sonic. They're the cutest. They're so witty. They're so adorable. There's a chemistry that they don't see right now. It makes me sad, but that I don't know is leading me to a no.
So you got one and zero.
Yes.
And I'm one and one.
Okay.
What are you, girlfriend?
So I think Tom and Lillian, I kind of see trouble ahead next episode because of the preview. Just that whole chat with the friend, that just looked really bad. How he's like, so if you don't really see it, just end it. Like, why would you even say
that?
Yeah,
that's terrible advice.
So that just, it seems like they're going to have a big fight and it's just going to be really stressful. But I think they are going to end up staying together. I really hope so. And then Nick and Sonia, I think Nick is definitely going to want to stay married, and Sonia is not going to know until literally, like, that day.
Oh!
And I think she'll eventually just be like, you know what? I signed up for this. I like him. Might as well just give it a shot because this is what we came for. And then probably weeks later, they'll still be together, and then they'll be, like, actually falling in love, and it'll all be happy.
Ooh!
But I think they just need more time.
Okay, so you think they're staying married?
I think so.
1-1. All right, well.
Gosh, I sound like the Debbie Downer.
That's okay. No, Allie, I'm excited that you're comfortable being the Debbie Downer finally after 13 episodes.
Well, you're not saying you want them.
I definitely don't want them. And I, like I've said thousands of times, I love Sonic, so I'm really pulling for you guys. I'm really pulling for you.
It's all or nothing.
You guys should definitely let us know who you think is going to stay married, and if you think any of the couples are going to get divorced, we want to hear that too. Be sure to comment below and download, rate, and subscribe. You can also tweet me at @JamieBanks_. And what about you guys?
You can find me at Heather Yared on Twitter and Instagram.
And you can find me on Twitter at Allie Nasta and on Instagram at AllieGirl.
Thank you guys, and we'll see you for our final episode next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.